This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. A man has been shot to death by the police in Utah. Some terrible stories coming out of Utah recently, with the last week us discussing Utah on Monday night as well, with the crackdown on the dance party.
Dancing was forbidden.
Right, dancing forbidden. Thankfully, they didn't shoot anyone over dancing in Utah, but maybe that's just because they didn't get the chance. Maybe they would have felt threatened by someone dancing nearby them.
They shot video of people dancing. Well,
really? I thought they had a video camera there to shoot video in case people were dancing.
Yeah, that's my understanding. I don't know if anyone danced on the video.
I believe people left.
But no gunfire, fortunately. But this poor young man.
Right, he is apparently a fan of Japanese anime and manga and maybe cosplay, and was dressing up in the late September. Dressing up allegedly as a favorite character, perhaps, from one of these, you know, anime novels, etc. And the police received calls, apparently, from people saying that someone was walking down, walking with a samurai sword. Now, walking with a samurai sword doesn't necessarily mean
swinging it around.
He was swinging or brandishing that sword. In fact, in a story over at The Guardian, at TheGuardian.com, we're going to get right into your calls here in just a moment, just a little bit more info here. His attorney says that, this is an article that talks about how he was interested in this fantasy cosplay world. His attorney says, Randall Edwards, or the family's attorney, quote, "It shows a familiarity, if not a fascination, with that kind of fantasy world. It gives some context and potentially some explanation to why you have this kid walking down the street with a samurai sword on his back." So the attorney's claiming that he was initially walking with the sword on his back. Now, what the witnesses will have to say, I don't know.
If the witnesses, I don't know that the witnesses would have ever gotten heard if the story didn't go national. And that, sadly, I have found over the years, is true over and over again. Humans tend to recognize patterns, and I'm no different. I want to give police the benefit of the doubt, but I have seen way too many videos where, at this point, I don't give them the benefit of the doubt. And it's not the bad guy, it's not the bad cop doing the bad thing. It's the police officers who are standing around the bad guy doing the bad thing, or watching, or it participating once he starts doing it.
It happens even before that, in my opinion, and in this case, I think it happens before that, when the person who is a busybody, nosy freak says, "I'm going to call up the most violent gang in the history of the world to go handle this situation of a man with a sword."
I'm not sure this is the most violent gang in the history of the world, but they certainly have great weapons to be able to get what they want.
They're pretty violent.
All right. If you know anything about the history of the police, you know they could kill someone. Yep. And she's deciding, or he is deciding, to call up this gang of thugs with guns to come handle this situation. I hold the person who calls the police more responsible these days than I hold the police. I know how the police are going to act.
That's
rabid dogs.
Right. When you pull a fire alarm, you know the firemen are going to show up, but you don't. You know they could also destroy the place in the process of saving it.
I disagree with that completely. Every one of these police officers is a human being that is able to make decisions for themselves every day. They are not a force of nature. They are not a bunch of gorillas with guns. They make the decision. We've been taught over and over, if something bad's going wrong, call the authorities. And that's what people do. They don't know what a person with a sword's going to do, and they've been raised in a world where every single weapon is bad, including and on down to a Lego plastic gun that they suspended a kid for in kindergarten.
I want to bring David back on the line here in Grand Forks. He was on with us in the last hour and didn't get a chance, I don't think, to get all your thoughts out. So go ahead, David.
Yeah, basically, most police officers, most, police officers have never fired their gun in a real-life situation. To me, that's a good thing. And so what ends up happening, they're very much like you and me. Even though they've been trained, even though they have all that extra training, once you get thrown in a situation, you never know how you're going to react. And we don't have enough information in this case. We don't even know if the guy charged the police officer. We don't really know.
So that's my complaint, though.
Go ahead. What is the point?
That's my complaint. My complaint is we don't have enough information. My complaint is there's yet another dead black guy, and that we still don't have video. That in this country where every single freaking person is carrying around a cell phone camera, we can't put cameras and audio on our police officers. We put a little piece of metal on them that says, you have the power and the authority of the citizens of your particular community. Now go out and use it. And we don't check on them. There is no other organization that would be so lackadaisical with its employees. I mean, even Walmart's going to put cameras on its cashiers to make sure they're not cheating.
Look, I think we are moving towards cameras.
How many people are going to die before that? Who's stopping the cameras?
The union is.
That's right. The bunch of police officers that got together, they're stopping the cameras. Why?
What do they have to hide?
Don't these police officers want what's just and law-abiding to be done?
Yes. In fact,
no, they don't.
Just because the union is against it doesn't mean most police officers aren't for it. I really believe if there were cameras on police officers that they would actually support them more than not.
That may be true.
There's
in
only
some
one
cases.
Way to find out.
Yeah, I thank you for the call, David.
I don't know what police officers think. There's no way to find out about it. The only thing I could do is ask the Union of Police Officers, which is an organization that claims to speak for the working police officers. I got nothing else.
Well, we can also look to the evidence of cities where they have instituted these camera policies.
Rialto, California.
Wearing these body cams, and we see, is there a decline in abuse?
It's incredible. It's incredible. So the decline in uses of force have diminished by 66% in Rialto, California, with the institution of cameras, and the decline of complaints against police for brutality, 80%, which says to me that there was a percentage of people that were lying when they claimed police brutality.
Of course.
That's really
important.
Finally,
we would know.
David from North Dakota said, you never know how you're going to act, and I object to him putting it that way. People act with intention, and they respond to incentives. There are incentives for police to shoot to kill to avoid litigation.
Well, there's disincentive for it. I mean, that's certainly the case. The cop who called earlier said that they're obligated to shoot somebody who is a fleeing felon, which is not a true statement. They can shoot a fleeing felon. It is legal for them to shoot someone, not fleeing felon, but someone who's allegedly committed a felony. If someone has allegedly committed a felony and the police are, pursuing that person, they are legally able to shoot that individual. But that doesn't mean they should. That doesn't mean that that's the best choice in any given circumstance, and that doesn't mean that it's right for them to do that.
Well, if this guy wielded a sword at a bunch of police a bunch of armed people, and then was shot three times and then ran away and got shot four times in the back, which is one of the stories that we've been told, of the myriad of stories that we've been told from this story, I'm fine with them shooting him in the back, because if he's willing to wield that sword at armed people, he's willing to wield it at unarmed people, and I think that's fine. You kill the guy that is trying to kill other people, I'm good with it. But if I shouldn't have to, at this point, I'm sick and tired of taking people's word at it. If you have an employee or a group of employees that keeps on doing the same thing over and over again, that is, the wrong thing to do, and you just have to listen to their story, I'm sick of listening to the story. I don't want to hear it anymore. Put cameras on cops. There's no downside.
I want to get to more information about this story here, because there is an interesting detail about what he allegedly posted on Facebook that morning. I don't know if you saw that, Mark.
Have that part.
Plus, his family is planning to file a lawsuit. We'll give you that perspective as well. Joe is on the line listening to St. George, or to KZNU in St. George, Utah. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, guys, I just wanted to look at it from a different point of view. The guy was obviously psychotic. If he's going down to the college, yielding a sword, or throwing the sword around, the officers asked him to put it down. He obviously made them think that he was willing to hurt someone.
I don't know if that's obvious, but hang on, Joe. I'll bring it back here in a moment. I don't know if that's obvious, because I don't believe the police story. Just because the police say something doesn't mean that it's true. And yeah, Mark, you'll have to recap how they changed their story here in a little bit. But by the way, the police internal investigation found that the shooting was completely justified. We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. And nobody alleged he was wielding it at anyone. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What really happened in the case of Darian Hunt? Yet another mysterious example of somebody being shot to death by the police. Some are saying that he never posed a threat to anyone with his costume sword that he had with him at the end of September, somewhere outside of Salt Lake City, Utah. Saratoga Springs is the place where this went down. Calls came into the police of a young man. He's, 22, I think.
He's going to stay that way.
Young man on the side of the road, apparently, or somewhere, with a sword. With, according to one of the attorneys, meant strapped to his back. Now, allegedly, he removed the sword from its sheath at some point. And
he was asked to do so.
And brandished it. Oh, really? Okay.
Well, the police officer told him to put it on the hood of the car.
Ah, okay. But then he allegedly refused. Also allegedly
swung
the sword.
It's my sword.
Right. Also allegedly swung the sword at the police. And then at some point shortly thereafter, the police shot at him. He then ran, and the police further shot at him, and at some point connected something like six shots and ended the young man's life. Again, no one had claimed that he had actually threatened anyone until the police claimed that he threatened them. So no person, no individual besides the officers in question had claimed to have been threatened by this man. Your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-453. ISIS crisis or more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers and the facts. They have the readership. But what antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media support. All antiwar.com has is you. Their staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They are committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation. So please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. That's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. So I want to give you a little bit of information here. This is from the Huffington Post piece about this alleged threatening man with the sword, which the police, by the way, their investigation has claimed this was a justified shooting. However, the shooting has prompted accusations from his family that he was treated differently because of his race and that his actions didn't warrant deadly force. Hunt was black and the two officers are white. The Hunt family plans to file a civil rights and wrongful lawsuit. According to attorney Bob Sykes, he told reporters Monday that a jury would disagree that the finding disagree with the police's finding that the shooting was justified. The fatal encounter was triggered by someone calling in a report of a suspicious person walking with a sword in Saratoga Springs, a middle-class city south of Salt Lake City. Police Corporal Matthew Scharhammer and Officer Nicholas Judson spotted Hunt and began having a normal conversation with him, according to the attorney of the family. Hunt said that he wanted a ride to a nearby city, but when they asked him to give up his sword, he refused and his demeanor changed. That's when he swung the 3-foot metal sword at them, according to Bowman. I might have gotten that name wrong. Bowman's the other attorney. That's the county attorney. According to the county attorney, this happened so quickly, violently, and without provocation, the officers had to use what was most immediately available to them, which was their firearms. He said the investigation uncovered no trace that race or ethnicity played a role in the incident, and the findings of the investigation were based on interviews with the officers involved and 3 witnesses, they claim. Bowman said that after he was initially hit by gunfire, Hunt, that's the man who was shot to death, fled and disobeyed orders to drop the sword. Now, the attorney for the family, Bob Sykes, disputed that account, saying it was unlikely that Hunt was aggressive. He says, quote, "I think it was a whitewash. I think it's an exaggeration. I think they ignored good, hard evidence to the contrary," unquote. The Hunt family hopes a lawsuit will bring changes in police training, he said. Quote, "So many young men and young women are being shot down and killed by police officers improperly using deadly force." He said the sword that Hunt used was decorative, but the other attorney for the police argued it could have hurt someone. They did show off during their press conference the narrow metal 3-foot-long sword, saying that the tip is sharp and the blade, maybe not sharpened to Ginsu standards, is sharp enough to cut. It has not been dulled, they claim. Investigators don't know why Hunt had the sword or swung it at the officers, according to their attorney. And a search warrant released last week showed Hunt had been fired from his job after he didn't come to work, and his mother had told him that he needed to get a job or leave the house by the end of the week. His brother revealed to investigators, allegedly, that he had been making and using a hallucinogenic drug. Now, they don't say what it is here, but another article claims it was DMT.
Interesting.
No. So he did have drugs in his system?
No, not in his system. But
it's not something that the police would be able to test for.
Right. Now, the family members are claiming, Mark, that he was making and using DMT. And he was also allegedly obsessed with a girl on Facebook, according to the brother, who wasn't interested in him. Now, here's a bizarre detail. The morning of his death, a friend claimed he posted a message on his Facebook saying, quote, "I have a sword and I'm going to get shot." Unquote.
What?
Well, there you go.
That's really weird. So what does that mean? Does that change how you see the situation?
It changes how I see the situation. I'm looking at this picture here in this other story, and I'm seeing a guy who looks, hands are down. Police officers, hands are down. The police officers are within 6 feet of him on either side. It doesn't look like for a second anything's going wrong here. But if this guy's suicidal, cops will help you.
That's really weird. You know, you mentioned that police are the only ones claiming to have been threatened, not the caller who reported him. So, I'm just wondering, if he knew he was going to die, or if he had this wish, maybe the caller, like, actually felt threatened? Did they report that they...
No, the report was allegedly that there's someone with a sword.
That's it. That's so bizarre.
It's not uncommon. I mean, it's uncommon to have someone with a sword, but it's not uncommon for someone to snitch on someone with a weapon.
No, the message ahead of time, because, you know, I had painted this picture of what had happened. Like, it was this normal kid who was just walking home from maybe some party, a little late, had a sword on his back, police shot. They were crazy and wrong. But if he could predict that this was going to happen... I don't know.
It's
maybe he's just unstable. What do you mean?
He said this
was going to happen.
Well, yeah. I mean, he can only predict it if he's going to make it happen. Now, I don't know. Maybe this statement could be interpreted in some other fashion. The other thing I want to know is why weren't the witnesses on hand interviewed? Somebody took this picture of these police officers standing next to this guy.
There were witnesses who were allegedly interviewed. They said there were three of them.
Not in my story, they weren't.
Okay. Well, according to this story, the police investigation included interviewing witnesses who corroborated the police's claims. Two of them corroborated the police's claims about him allegedly swinging the sword at the officers.
Darn it. That's really annoying, because I would like to live in a world where people can walk around with swords, and it's a normal thing. And
you do live in a world where people can walk around with swords.
Yeah, but not die because of it.
Well, this guy didn't die because he was walking around with a sword. This guy died because he wielded it at somebody.
He's making it worse for the rest of us who want to be peaceful and have cool swords.
Well, he doesn't have to worry about it anymore.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll come back with more here. There's actually a clarification on one of these witnesses. Apparently, they didn't see him swing it, but one said they did. Free talk left.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. You can comment on the man with the sword who is now a dead man. He was ostensibly walking around in Saratoga Springs, Utah, with said sword, also allegedly, while dressed up to some extent in a cosplay outfit, some sort of a costume, perhaps trying to imitate a manga character. But now we've discovered that he allegedly posted to his Facebook page. That morning, which is very strange. And so was he intending suicide by cop? Did he leave the house that morning knowing that if he walked around long enough with a sword, that he would come into a violent encounter with the police?
It's kind of what it sounds like.
So, well, we'd love to get your thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. In New Hampshire, it's legal to walk around with a sword on your back. Now, if you're brandishing the sword, I don't know about that. That could be illegal. I'm not sure what the law is there. I know that brandishing a firearm in most places is an illegal thing.
As far as I'm concerned, you draw a weapon, you intend to use it.
Right. Like I said, I'm pretty sure it's illegal, but I don't know exactly, you know, if the same rules apply to swords as they do firearms. You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. But if you're walking with a sword strapped to your back, or a sword on your belt, or a knife on your belt, or whatever, and you're just carrying it around, I don't think that should be something that the police stop to harass you about. What do you think? We'll go to your calls and thoughts here in a moment. And also, I can tell you, or Mark can tell you, how to get a free pound of coffee.
Yeah, we offer it for free at coffee.freetalklive.com. Go there, sign up for the subscription. You can cancel it at any time. You can get your free pound of delicious, shade-grown, 100% organic and 1% grade Arabica bean coffee. In all likelihood, you drink coffee. You might as well go get a free pound and try out BuzzBox coffee. Now, you can get high-end coffee anywhere. You can go in your town. There's likely a coffee shop that sells it, not the grocery store, not one of those chain things, but you know, some local thing that sells it. Or you can go on the internet and get high-end coffee. What's different about BuzzBox Coffee is that they give us back some of the proceeds that we're able to donate to through Kiva.org to people around the world. We're able to give microloans. And when those loans are paid off, we give them out to other people again. So this keeps on giving people a hand up who are in poverty around the world. And in order to be able to enjoy and have human freedom, you have to have a certain level of you have to stave off poverty. So it's Kiva.org is who we're partnered up with. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com and sign up today.
All right. So again, our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Steve. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Steve.
Hey, on this cop deal, I was going to call in. The latest news you've come up with is a little bit deflating for my story, but still,
yeah, me too.
You know, I'm really getting weary. I was going to say I just don't have a lot of trust in these cops because they'll stand around and watch another guy brutally beat one of the cops brutally beat and disarm somebody else. They'll get into the fight. They'll cover each other's hind ends, and a man here just outside of St. George in a small town called Hurricane. Well, nearly 10 years ago, was murdered because he wasn't adequately medicated. He had a medical issue where he disrobed and was running down the street naked. And the cops, in order to keep people from seeing his wanker, decided that they needed to taser him a number of times. And that overdid his heart, and he kind of died from that. You know, they shoot and then shoot first and then ask questions later. And then this cop that called in, he was kind of wondering why we take the stance of we think of you as the bad guy. Look around. Look at all the brutality that's going on in this nation. The cops just shoot first, ask questions later, you know, murder a girl in Southern California for being psychotic when the parents specifically asked for medical help, not police murders to show up and subdue her.
You know, I think the thing that would fix this, flashbang.
There's no shortage of these stories.
Yeah, the flashbang baby is a heck of a story. The thing that I think would fix this is cameras and microphones on police officers to stream live to the internet. That way, it's not held by the department. Because what we've seen with dash cams over and over again is the footage gets lost. That this stuff, this audio and video, needs to be streamed to the internet so that people can view their employees at work. That's the idea.
So long as there's internet service where the officer happens to be.
Well, I mean, right. In most cases, the cell phones do this.
Sorry, Steve.
That's some transparency. It's about time for some transparency. They're not gaining more credibility with all their lies.
Thank you for your call tonight, Steve. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So I would love to talk to Jocelyn Hansen. The one picture that we have seen thus far of this situation with the two cops talking to the young man, it says, courtesy Jocelyn Hansen. I presume that is the witness who provided this still photo. Why wasn't she recording video? Was she recording? She must not have been. She must have just grabbed her picture, her camera, and snapped a picture.
Sometimes it's hard to switch it over. You know, like, they're not all these great the cell phones like you have. Mine's crappy, and it does what it wants when you sort of touch the screen.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if that was the reason why there was no video here. I think it's, you know, a lot of cases the reason is that people just don't know how to record the police. They're intimidated in a lot of cases by the police, and that could have been a total game changer here.
Yeah, it seems like that's the case. Not everyone's a citizen journalist ready to grab a camera and start reporting on what's happening around them. It can be uncomfortable. You can draw attention to yourself. Maybe the police wouldn't have liked that. She could have been in fear for arrest. There are lots of reasons why she might not have recorded. But she would have been safer if she were live streaming, in my opinion. If anything were to happen, at least it's on video and people can see it.
Yeah, I think this is so important, and that's one of the reasons why I work with CopBlock.org. We've got Keene CopBlock here in the area. CopBlock.org is this large, decentralized organization nationwide and beyond that, international even, where individuals are encouraged to hold the police accountable by means of recording video of the scene. And I remember there was a comment, I don't know if it was you that was making it, Derek J., off the air. We were talking about Keenevention, this event that happened here in Keene, New Hampshire over the weekend. We had the Cop Block panel for the first time, and we also had cop blocking happen on Friday night. You went out to this, and there was a comment made by somebody that they were just amazed at how people were able to get close to the police in Keene. And like in some places, you get within 30 feet of a cop with a video camera and they start yelling at you and threatening you. But here, the cop blockers were, you know, just a few feet away from police officers when they were interacting with other people, and they were okay.
Yeah, that's true. But let's point out that during the great Keene riots of 2014 that just occurred, that it was cop blockers and liberty activists that went out and got video of the people, the rioters, that the police are currently using. Like, the video recorders, this is one of the reasons I don't particularly like the term cop blocker. I get that it's a fun term that kind of has stuck, but you guys have been helpful in the forwarding of justice. People were, these rioters were damaging people's property, and the cop blockers helped the police in that circumstance.
Sure, that's more of an aside than anything else. What I was referring to is the idea that around here, people are able to get closer to the police, and we have enough activists who have essentially created that possibility because of their relative consistency with recording the police in Keene. The police have been recorded here for close to a decade now by activists, and that has an effect, doesn't it, Derek? You host the Cop Block radio show, so you hear about this stuff.
It's true, and it's become a lot more personal here in Keene, because when you're a regular cop blocker or someone going out filming the police on a regular basis, they learn your first name. Mm-hmm. You learn their name. You learn their squad cars and what times they're out. And it becomes just a lot more friendly. They're not feeling threatened by you holding a video camera. They know that I'm there to protect their safety just as much as my own.
Yeah, and it really is a game changer, I think, in that way, and it's an important thing. And to be able to get close to a situation means you're better able to cover what was going on. If you can hear what's happening. Even though wherever this lady was, it looks like she's a somewhat of a distance away. Jocelyn Hansen, one of the witnesses who provided the still photo, she looks like she's across the street from them. Even if she hadn't been able to hear it, had she just gotten video at the very least, we would have a better idea of what happened. It's Free Talk Live. Always record the police. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating a Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed.
Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. We're talking about a man shot to death by the police in Utah for allegedly swinging a sword at said officers. The woman who took the one photo that is known to exist of this situation is Jocelyn Hansen. I did a little bit of digging to see, you know, if there was anything more that she had to say about it. She claims that she was there at a gas station across from a nearby bank filling up. She took her phone out, took a photo, one single photo of the scene that was happening across the street, and proceeded to get in her car. And then at that point, she heard gunfire. And by the time she'd turned around, the man was running away. Apparently, she did not see the remainder of the shooting after he had, I guess, ran for a little bit and went and ultimately was shot down on the property of the Panda Express somewhere nearby. So she did not continue recording, and it's unfortunate, man. I mean, that's one of the things about being a cop blocker is that if you see the police somewhere, and you can, you know, if you're not in the midst of running out to a job interview or something like that, if you can, you stop and you observe that situation preferably with a video camera out and recording the whole time, because it helps keep everybody in the situation accountable. And I think it is true that when the police have had the personal body cams installed, that claims against the police have dropped, and that it turns out that in a lot of cases people have made false claims against the police. That's not unbelievable too, right? Like, we know that the police lie, and certainly the police know that some of the people they're dealing with tell lies about them as well. And so if the body cams...
Right, everybody thinks everybody's lying,
yeah.
And body cams would really solve this problem.
Yeah, well, it would help solve the problem. It would make... Yeah. things.
I feel
more
a little
obvious.
Scalded bringing this story in, because this is, you know, I had this just another story on just another guy getting shot, and then you came up with more information on it. And I think it's great that we're able to report.
But it's not okay. Like, just because the guy might look, just because he allegedly posted to Facebook, this was according to a family member, that he had posted to Facebook that morning, "I have a sword and I'm going to get shot." Just because he posted that doesn't mean that it was okay for the police to escalate the situation like they did.
Well, I don't think a person should be shot for possession of a sword, but it sounds like he had more than just possession. It sounds like he had an intention to die.
Maybe that's true, but that doesn't mean it's okay for the police to kill him, right? Like, my position on this is that the police should use the minimum amount of force to subdue somebody. Don't these cops have a taser on their belts? Don't they have something else? There's one of the articles here said the police had to resort to using their firearms. Really? Don't they have some sort of non-lethal means? I suppose there are some police departments where they've just decided they don't want to spend the money on a non-lethal means of taking somebody down, but if they had a taser on them, why not pull the taser? Why not shoot the guy with the taser as he's brandishing this firearm?
That's not how they act. If you observe the world around you and make basic observations about how the police act, you would see that they could be just as deadly. You could do something like suicide by cop. In the same way that I hold the people who call the police responsible for killing people when the police shoot them, I know Mark and I disagree about this, but I think the young man who wanted suicide by cop, he knows exactly what the police were going to do. They were going to act like rabid dogs. They were going to kill him over something that's nothing.
But that doesn't make it okay, right? Like, ideally, if these cops were peace officers, then they should act to de-escalate a situation.
Yeah, and it's not okay with me.
And to not bring more force than is necessary to take somebody down. To ideally keep that person alive. Maybe he was having a really dark time in his life and had gone off the deep end for a variety of personal reasons.
Right.
That doesn't mean he needs to get shot to death. And I know you're not saying that.
Right.
But I just feel like Mark was apologizing for bringing the story in because that for some reason that one little detail.
No, I'm not apologizing. I said I feel scalded, but I think we need to talk about things like this too.
Well, right. I think this is a fine story either way because I feel like the police again escalated the situation just like they escalated the situation with the Pumpkin Fest riots here in Keene. There's no doubt the police escalated that violence, and the same thing happened here, and I think it was unnecessary. And I know the cops are going to say, well, he was threatening the officers, so they have the right to use. Okay, I get that they have a right to do this by the system, by, you know, the way the rules are written, but I used to think that they were supposed to use the minimum amount of force. Now, if the cops' arguments are that, well, we don't have a taser and all we have are guns, well, then that doesn't make much sense, and they need to really relook at their weapons policy. A police officer should have multiple tools to which they can turn to handle a situation like this, and most of them do have multiple tools, but... And I don't want to go out on a limb and say one way or the other what Saratoga Springs is, you know, whatever their outfit is for their officers. What do they strap on when they go out for the day? Is it just a gun? Do they have nothing else?
I think if there were private police forces competing with each other for customers, there would be a lot more input from people like us to say, like, oh, what should police be wearing? Or what do we want our local police to have? A net to catch people with? Or
a big butterfly net?
Or what? I mean, you would have freedom of choice in that regard, and I don't think most people know what the police are arming themselves with in their local communities or anywhere else.
So, share your thoughts here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Again, the family is planning a lawsuit. There was some other news, because I was looking for footage. Is there anything that exists? There are stories from mid-September, and you said this was September 30th. Was that, like, last year, Mark? Was it this year? Because I could have sworn I just saw a story from mid-September that was claiming to have information about this.
This, according to this... late September.
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was mid-October. Well, anyway, there was another one about how the bank that was nearby to this incident may have footage. Now, there's no follow-up story, so said footage hasn't been released. It's also possible that the bank didn't have footage. The bank would not confirm whether or not their footage caught this action happening. They only confirmed that they were willing to turn over their footage to the police. Now, if there is footage that exists of this, and again, maybe there's not, but if there is footage that exists of this and the police, and it backs up the police's story, then you would think the police would have released that footage by now. And so that footage has not been released. And again, that may just mean the footage doesn't have the actual incident on it. But it's possible, at least at some point, that maybe we'll get to see something of a video nature of what actually went down here. Because it's tragic. It's horrible, and it shouldn't have happened, even if that's what the man wanted. Even if the man wanted to be shot to death by the police that day, they should not have fulfilled his wish, in my opinion.
Okay, so a sword is a deadly weapon. I get that police officers should have lots of different choices, but when you're going to draw a weapon on somebody who's running away, who's at this point threatened some people who have guns with a deadly weapon, that person is unhinged.
Allegedly, according to the officers and at least one witness, but another witness apparently
didn't see it happen.
Didn't see that.
Officers and a witness, it's good enough for me. So
witnesses are notoriously unreliable and police lie. So that's not good enough for me.
Well, I want cameras and audio as much as you do, Ian. But at this point, all we have to go on is a witness and police.
Not good enough.
Well, I understand it's good enough for me. So you've got a guy who's used a deadly weapon to threaten some people with a gun, who's clearly unhinged, has been shot, and is now running away. Is that person likely to shoot somebody else? I think they are.
You mean to hack someone else?
Hack somebody, stab somebody, whatever they're going to do. Yes, I think that they're likely to do that. I don't have a problem with shooting them. Now, if they had guns with rubber bullets or something like that, I think that would be really awesome. But exactly what are they supposed to carry on these utility belts of theirs? They got pepper spray. They've got... In many cases, they have pepper spray, they have tasers, they have guns. Now they're going to have the gun with the rubber bullets. Then they're going to have the flashlight.
Saying.
I mean, they're going to be...
Baton.
They're going to look like some kind of mech warrior.
That's
here
not
shortly.
What I was saying, Mark. I was suggesting they have some sort of non-lethal option. The way these
guys... But a taser's not
going
to go far enough.
Did you see how close they were to this guy?
Originally,
the picture shows them standing right next to him. If he pulls out a sword and they're this close to him, then he's an imminent threat to them, and they can absolutely use a taser.
I was thinking you were talking about when they were running away.
Yeah,
yes,
while they're running away, you can't tase somebody.
Obviously, but my point was not when he was running away after having been shot the first time, but you know when he pulled the sword, when he became alleged threat to the officers, he was right there next to them ostensibly, so that would have been a perfect time to hit him with a taser.
Fine,
or the pepper spray or whatever.
Anybody who pulls a sword on an officer has, in my opinion, forfeited any chance they have of drawing breath in the future. It's not that I don't.
You're just justifying the violence.
It's not that I support this. It's not that I don't think there shouldn't be other options. It's not that I don't think that we should try to avoid this in the future.
That's what I want to know. Why didn't they use? If they have another option, and maybe they don't, why didn't they use it?
For me, it's always an issue of rights. And as far as I'm concerned, this guy gave up his right to life.
Well, I don't think that's necessarily the case. Just because you're crazy in a moment and you happen to, you know, brandish some sort of a weapon doesn't mean you've given up your right to life. I mean, I think that the police should try to protect life rather than take it from somebody in all instances. But I guess that's a crazy position. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up here. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, third annual fall flooring yard sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4 inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20 month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall flooring yard sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.